It has been 80 years since the release of the Hollywood classic Casablanca. It opened nationwide in 1943, about a year after the U.S. had joined World War II. Moviegoers were thrilled by the love story. Humphrey Bogart stars as the cynical owner of Rick's Cafe, a nightclub in Morocco. Ingrid Bergman is his old flame Ilse, now married to Victor Laszlo, a dashing resistance leader being hunted by the Nazis. He is played by Paul Henreid. But Casablanca also had a supporting cast of actors who had themselves recently fled the Nazis, and this helped the film deliver its message that a war far from our borders was a war worth fighting. Radio Diaries brings us that story.
It had to be you. It had to be you.
My name is Leslie Epstein. I'm the son and nephew of Phil and Julie Epstein, the writers of Casablanca.
My name's Noah Eisenberg, and I'm the author of We'll Always Have Casablanca, the life, legend, and afterlife of Hollywood's most beloved movie. Very early on in this film, we're brought into the interior of Rick's Cafe. Rick's Cafe is the place where refugees in Casablanca are waiting for secure passage to the New World. There is smoke swirling around. There is jazz music coming from Sam's piano.
Wonderful, you had to be you.
We see a number of faces, each one more desperate than the other. There's this fellow who has one line in the movie.
Waiting, waiting, waiting. I'll never get out of here.
And we see a woman trying to sell her diamonds to find a way to get to the New World.
But can't you make it just a little more, please?
Sorry, madam, but diamonds are a drug on the market. Everybody sells diamonds. There are diamonds everywhere.
When people speak here, the accents are real, because many of those actors were refugees in real life. That gives it a kind of authenticity. In a sense, they're playing themselves. And once again, let's knock on
wood. My name is Nikki Dantine. My husband was Helmut Dantine, who had a small role in Casablanca. In the film, Helmut is playing roulette, trying desperately to get out of Casablanca.
Do you wish to place another bet, sir?
No, I guess not.
Have you tried 22 tonight?
It was pretty realistic for Helmut playing that particular part before he came over to America. Helmut was the leader of the anti-Nazi youth movement in Vienna when Hitler and the Nazis entered Austria. He was one of the first people that they threw in jail. He was his 18, 19-year-old boy. Somehow, with the help of a friend, they got him out of jail and sent him to the United States.
There are so many other European-born actors in the film who had fled the Nazi regime themselves. S.C. Sakal, for example, who plays Carl the waiter.
I thought you would ask me, so I brought the good brandy and a third glass.
He was a Hungarian cabaret actor. He had family members who would perish in the death camps.
My dear mademoiselle, perhaps you have already observed that in Casablanca, human life is cheap.
Conrad Veidt cast as an evil Nazi when he himself escaped from the evil Nazis because his wife was Jewish.
You were Czechoslovakian. Now you are subject of the German Reich.
The croupier at the roulette table, a character played by the great Marcel Dalio.
Excuse me, Monsieur Rick, but a gentleman inside has won 20,000 francs, and the cashier would like some money.
He fled Germany very late with his wife, Madeleine Lebeau, and ended up in Hollywood. I think it's fair to say that everybody watching that film now sees these characters as Jews on the run, but Casablanca never mentioned Jews.
There is Jew by implication, but nowhere are the refugees on screen identified as being Jewish.
The Hollywood moguls, the boards in Washington, none of these people wanted the American public to think of World War II as a war for the Jews.
Don't you sometimes wonder if it's worth all this? I mean, what you're fighting for.
We might as well question why we breathe. If we stop breathing, we'll die. If we stop fighting our enemies, the world will die.
Casablanca is a propaganda film, and is a propaganda film because the American public were not fully convinced of the moral imperative of fighting this war. And the message is that this is a fight worth fighting.
My dear Rick, when will you realize that in this world today, isolationism is no longer a practical policy?
And the character arc of Rick Blaine, of Humphrey Bogart's role, is really a parable of the United States and foreign policy.
Rick Blaine's a cynical American man who hates to be seen as doing anything for anybody else. But in the course of the film, inch by inch, he sticks his neck out further and further. And it all comes to a head in the singing of the Marseillaise. The Germans in the bar begin singing their nationalistic song, Watch on the Rhine.
Victor Laszlo, a member of the resistance, furiously descends the staircase and he tells the orchestra to play La Marseillaise, a song of the French resistance.
Play La Marseillaise. Play it.
The trumpeter looks to Rick.
And there's a shot of Bogart, and he gives the slightest of little nods.
It is Rick who gives the go-ahead for the orchestra to play La Marseillaise. That is Rick's conversion from isolationist to principled freedom fighter.
There's a pause, and then the song breaks loose.
And we see the masses of refugees, one by one, stand up and belt out La Marseillaise. And ultimately, they drown out the Nazi anthem. And we get a close-up on the 19-year-old French Madeleine Lebeau. And we see tears streaming down her cheeks.
They're not tears of glycerin shed by an actress. The tears in her eyes are real.
I think a film like Casablanca gave Americans an opportunity to see what it was like to survive, to get to safety, and how your life hangs in the balance during wartime.
This story was produced by Nellie Gillis of Radio Diaries and edited by Deborah George, Ben Shapiro, and Joe Richman. You can find more stories on the Radio Diaries podcast.